Blog Talk Radio.
Wow, wow, wow! It is time for the show. This Saturday is Tyson Fury's match. He'll be fighting in Saudi Arabia. And his opponent's name is Anthony something. But Tyson Fury said he's retired, then he comes out of retirement. He's retiring. He's like, he's like Floyd Mayweather. Mayweather always thinks he's retired and everything. He keeps coming back for, like, charity events. But Tyson Fury, Saturday, in Saudi Arabia, it'll be for his title. Now, Tyson Fury is 7 foot tall. He's defending the title. Does he retain? Tomorrow's show, I will do another prediction show with Tyson Fury in his fight. So that'll be tomorrow's show. That'll be the first straight there. Boom, first of the night. So college football is this Saturday. So there's a lot of, you know, chaos going on right now. But college football will be this weekend. You know, college is back, whatever. Okay, football's back. So Oklahoma will face Kansas at noon. I'm picking Oklahoma. They win 34-26. Indiana versus Penn State. I think Penn State gets back on the winning streak here. James Franklin gets them all ready. Penn State wins 35-28. 7 point game. Florida State versus Wake Forest. I'm picking Wake Forest. They win 38-4. Oregon versus Utah. Oregon victorious 37-26. The number one, Georgia versus Florida on the road. Georgia 38-26 winners. BYU versus Texas. I'm picking Texas to win this game 38-34. Duke, Louisville. I'm picking Louisville to win this game 40-30. Pitt, Notre Dame at 3:30 from Notre Dame. What a heartful loss for Pitt last week. I think they win this week 38-34, Pitt. Tulsa versus Rice. I'm picking Tulsa. They're the better team. They win 28-20. USC versus California. USC victorious. Final score, 26-21. It's going to be a low-scoring game. Tennessee, Kentucky. Tennessee wins. Final score, 36-34. 2-point game. How about Air Force versus CO State? Air Force wins another one. Okay. Air Force wins 37-34. Washington versus Stanford. I like Stanford, but Washington is the better team. 35-31, Washington. Then Baylor versus Mississippi. Mississippi wins 28-22. Ohio State versus Wake Forest. I'm sorry. Wake Forest. Wisconsin. Ohio State wins this game. Final score, 30-26. Colorado Deion Sanders wants to get this team back on track. He wants to win, win, win. He wins against UCLA. Final score, 35-30. Or Dominion versus James Madison. Pick a James Madison. They win 29-25. You, North Carolina versus Georgia Tech. Carolina victorious, 38-31. Oregon State versus Arizona. Pick an Oregon State. Final score, 37-31 in that game. WWE is going to be taping their show for next week after their live show tomorrow because they are going to Saudi Arabia for Crown Jewel next Saturday. Next Friday show, we'll do the prediction show right here on the program. Who I'm going to pick, who's going to win that Crown Jewel in Saudi Arabia. Like I said, next Friday will be the prediction show. That'll be live right here on the program. And then Crown Jewel next Saturday. That is next Saturday is Crown Jewel. Like I said, the prediction show next Friday. And like I said, we'll have a live event tomorrow and then have their tape show for next week because the superstars will be already over Saudi Arabia. So that will be tomorrow. Bianca Belair returns. She is going to be there tomorrow. So is Damage Control, Bayley, Io Sky, and Dakota Kai. I predict this already. That'll be Io Sky defending the title against Bianca Belair at Crown Jewel next Saturday. That's going to be fun. That's going to be fun. We'll see what happens. So, Rey Mysterio versus Logan Paul. Seth Rollins faces Drew McIntyre. Roman Reigns versus LA Knight. Contract signing tomorrow. Rhea Ripley defends the title in a four-way match against all the things. Like I said, prediction show next Friday. All together, we'll see what happens. Who I pick to win that game. Win all that. Johnson characterized as productive. Hakeem Jeffries, the top Democrat. So, the Penguins had a win. They had a win tonight. They did. Tristan Jarry had to have a good game. He did. The Penguins got a shutout. They got a shutout. 4-0 was the final score. Tristan Jarry showed up. Tristan Jarry showed up tonight. Wow. Wow. For one career, Tristan Jarry showed up tonight, beating the undefeated Colorado Avalanche 4-0. And, you know, that is crazy, right? You're 6-0, and you have a chance to put the Penguins at 2-5 on the road. And Colorado could not do so. Tristan Jarry played well because his backup goaltender will not be around for a while. He's on injured reserve. He got hurt in the game on Tuesday night against Dallas. And like I said, Tristan Jarry has to step up. He is the number one goaltender. You know, he always, you know, 5-year contract in the offseason. The Penguins are back a little bit on 3-4. They'll play Ottawa on Saturday. Then they'll play the Ducks on Monday. Off for a few days. They'll be in San Jose on Saturday, next Saturday, at 10:30. So the Penguins know they have to win these next two games to go to 5-4. The Penguins lose the next one, they'll be 3-5. Lose the next one, be 3-6 going to San Jose, who has not won a game at all. So San Jose is having a tough time with their season. The Penguins are having a little bit of trouble with theirs. But this is a good thing for the Penguins. Can the Penguins get back on the track? We'll see what happens. Big win tonight for Jarry. Helped him out. Tristan Jarry had to play well. Now, I know I picked Colorado. I think I should be picking against the Penguins from now on. Because every time I pick for them, they lose. I pick against them, they win. So maybe I should do that. Maybe I should pick against the Penguins and they will win. Yeah. Crosby scored tonight. Okay, Crosby, scored, like I said. Great for him. Sid, 4 goals on the season, it's not good for him. But Sidney Crosby, had a good game. Malkin had a good game. He's just electric. And how about Robbie Smith? 2 goals, and that's cool. And Lord Allen scored a goal tonight. That's who all the goals post for the Penguins tonight. 4-0 for the Penguins. We'll see what happens tomorrow. We'll see what happens, actually, on Saturday. That's when they play Ottawa. Now, I was talking about last night about the Lakers want to basically give less minutes to LeBron James. Now, they're playing Phoenix tonight. And understandable how they want to give him like 30 minutes a game. That's reasonable for the 39-year-old. But LeBron James knows that he has to play to a high market. Okay? And he knows he wants to play to another high market this season. When you have Anthony Davis as your center, you should be great. LeBron's 6'9". Anthony Davis is 6'11". Okay? 4 is LeBron. And a big center in Anthony Davis. So, like I'm saying, can that happen? We'll see what happens. So tomorrow, it will be the Golden State Warriors heading to Sacramento to play the Kings. Mike Brown. This guy's funny. You gotta love Mike Brown. Hilarious guy, a character when it comes to. He's hilarious. And, he said he's ready for this game. And, what happened in the playoffs with Golden State, with Sacramento, with Golden State winning that game, Mike Brown said that he's been waiting for this game. His guys are ready for this game. I mean, this game will be tomorrow night at 10 o'clock in Sacramento. Who will do well? Will Sacramento win? Or will Golden State win? I'm picking Golden State to win this game to go 1-1. Now, like I said, no Draymond Green. But I think that the Golden State Warriors played great the other night against the Suns. But, KD, Kevin Durant, wanted to get some payback against his old team. Chris Paul wanted to get some payback against his old team. Kevin Durant, he's just like his best friend, James Harden. Here's the thing. KD, complains a lot and all this stuff, but James Harden is an ass. At least Kevin Durant shows up. James Harden doesn't make no phone calls and make some calls to his guys. And I, like I said, Joel Embiid probably doesn't want him there. James Harden's not playing opener. I guess today was their opening day, whatever. But James Harden deserved to be benched. He deserved to be benched. I think the Sixers did the right thing of benching, and I mean benching, James Harden. This guy doesn't make a phone call to his coaches or any to the front office in Philly. You know what Philly told him? Stay home. You're not going on the road with us. And they did the right thing. They did the right thing. Now, will he play the next game? I'm not sure. But the Sixers front office, it was the front office, not the coach, but the front office told James Harden to stay home. He returned to practice, but he was told, you're not going on the road trip. Because James Harden thought he was going to roll in, have one day of practice, and play in the game. Opening day. Nah. Things have changed, Mr. Harden. Things have changed. You don't show up. You don't make no calls to anybody. They're looking for you. They don't know what's going on with you. But, you know, James Harden got what he deserved. So, basically, will they release James Harden or will they trade James Harden? We'll see. Kevin Durant, you know, like I said, he shows up, he's playing and everything. He could be an asshole, but like I said, he did show up and play. Good for him. Who cares? Tomorrow's day one of the World Series between the Texas Rangers and the Arizona Diamondbacks. Congratulations to these both teams. Both teams were horrible last season. They were. They're sitting at home on their ass the entire winter. The entire winter saying, we got to do something. Just like others now. You know, who didn't make the playoffs, who made the whatever. We were the worst team in the league. Now, this year, they're in the World Series. And the two teams that both these teams beat were in the World Series last year. And that was the Astros and the Phillies. Still picking the Texas Rangers. I'm still picking the Texas Rangers to win the World Series. But like I'm saying, whoever wins, whoever loses as well, will reflect. We made it. No matter what. We sucked last year. We were terrible last year. Both these teams should be saying, we were horrible last year. But we made it to the World Series. No matter what happens, we made it to the World Series. We did it. No shame. No shame to the Rangers. No shame to the Diamondbacks. There will be no shame at all in these games. But like I said, if I was both these teams right now, and the coaches, and the front office, I'll be proud of them. I'll be proud of them. Look at where we were last season. Like I said, we were horrible. We were looking sorry for ourselves. Terrible, right? But now we are here. We beat the two teams that were here last year to get here. Congratulations to the Diamondbacks and the Texas Rangers on making it. Congratulations. Adam Wainwright retires. He retired yesterday. 18 seasons. 18 long seasons in the major league. Congratulations to Adam Wainwright. You deserve it. We'll see you down the line. People saying that the Pirates could make the World Series next year. It could happen. You never know. You never know. The Pirates might have a bad season this year. They just collapsed. They just collapsed and went down the tubes. So the Pirates can make the World Series next year. Can they? Or can they not? Question. Can the Pittsburgh Pirates make a World Series championship? I think so. I think they can do it. I know they can do it. Can it happen? Let's go, Bucks.
How significant is that change?
Thursday night football was tonight between the Buffalo Bills, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Josh Allen, great game for him. Baker Mayfield, a good game for him too. The Bills, 24-18, victorious. Now I don't know if DeMar Hamlin played tonight or not, but it is good to see DeMar play this year. In some games. It really is. What this team has been going through this year, Buffalo, can they win? Can they win a Super Bowl? Yeah, they can. Any team can. Okay? The Buffalo Bills have been going through a whole bunch of stuff. Getting good news with DeMar. And their other guy who got hurt, Damian Harris, he's okay. Sean McDermott said that Harris might practice next week, and that is good news to hear. He got hit really hard a week ago, and, you know, it wasn't good to see. It was not good to see Damian Harris on the field like that, on the ground. It was, you know, frightening. It was a frightening hit. But, I mean, Sean said that it's, and that, like I said, that's good news to hear that Damian's going to practice maybe next week. You know, give him that time off, what he needs. But DeMar Hamlin, what he's been going through, getting back on the field after that cardiac arrest back in January in Cincinnati was the worst thing ever. Okay, it really was. You know, and seeing him, like I said, play in a game, playing in a preseason game, even a regular season game, was great. I mean, he, you know, basically, the coaching staff is basically resting him because, you know, you can't rush a guy like this back who just had cardiac arrest a couple months ago. You know, and I think the Buffalo Bills doing the right thing or resting him, you know, have him play some game, have rest him another. And let me see if he did play. And, you know, and I helped him all day. I mean, I love – he's a piece from Pittsburgh. You know, like I said, seeing him on that ground, that hit, I saw it live action. Seeing that hit was – it was just – it was him falling down. And like I said, T. Higgins had nothing to do with it. And everybody said that. The team said that. Jamal's family said that. Jamal Hamill said that as well. Don't blame T. Higgins. Said it was nothing to do with the T. Higgins. And, you know, Jamal was pretty pissed because the game wasn't played. But here we go. Let's see. Jamal Hamill, he played. Jamal did not play tonight. But like I said, seeing him back on the field, him play in these games was outstanding. You know, some games he'll play, some games he won't. And like I said, I think Buffalo is doing a great job how they're doing this, and with DeMar and stuff like that, you know, it was just a hard thing to see, right? And like I said, DeMar Hamill will always be a true person on the field. You know, he's good safety, good guy, you know. We'll see what happens on that. Hopefully he plays next week. We'll see. I mean, we're going to be week 9 next week. We'll see what happens. The Steelers might get a trade done here with Devontae Hawkins. The reason why I say that, Hawkins plays for Tennessee. Now, the Steelers in Tennessee play next Thursday night at Acrisure Stadium, and the trade deadline is Monday or Tuesday. What would happen is DeAndre Hawkins comes to Pittsburgh this weekend. Does he play against Tennessee, the team who just traded him to Pittsburgh? I mean, that's a hard thing to say. I mean, how about it? Another weapon in DeAndre Hawkins. You're going to have George Pickens. Okay. Deontay Johnson. Like I said, Allen Robinson will probably be released if this happens. And Deontay Hawkins. I mean, what can I say? Hawkins is a deep threat guy. You throw the ball up to him, he will catch it. He will catch it. That's how good he was in Houston, Arizona. I don't think he's doing that well in Tennessee. So this will be a good threat, being a good threat receiver for the Steelers. This is the Steelers' need, and we'll see what happens. The Ravens might get Derrick Henry in a trade. Now they've been running back lately. You know, it's been really bad for John Harbaugh. But Lamar Jackson, give the ball to the beast. Give the ball to the machine. Okay? Derrick Henry is a machine. He really is. It's like beating a monster. And that's what he is. Derrick Henry is like I said, a machine, and always will be a machine. And it's going to be fun to see if the Ravens do hit the ticket. We'll see what happens on that. My musical guest for tonight's show, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Rihanna. Program here tonight. Tomorrow's show, we will do the prediction show, and that prediction show will be Tyson Fury fight and the NFL, the rest of the NFL for Sunday and Monday's, you know, games and stuff like that. Like I said, the World Series starts tomorrow in Arlington, Texas, and then I guess Saturday or Sunday, one of the two, and then Halloween night.
Will be a champion on Halloween night? Maybe. 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 They might be a champion on Halloween night. We'll see what happens. Ladies and gentlemen, that is it for me here tonight. I'll be back here tomorrow night. Here on Blog Talk Radio. Good night, everybody.